Fifth Third Bank Broadway in Cincinnati has announced its 25th anniversary blockbuster season, which includes some of the hottest shows fresh from Broadway, including several brand new shows and a few family favorites. And here to talk about the exciting season opener, the first theatrical touring production of Blue Man Group, is General Manager of Broadway in Cincinnati, Genevieve Miller, no stranger to Around Cincinnati. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
For those of us who have never seen, including me, a Blue Man Group performance, can you describe it?
It's tricky to describe, but it started out as a performance art piece that layered in kind of a lot of comedy and music. It's essentially these three characters, these three blue men who are on stage, and they are basically experiencing our world as kind of an other. They're not aliens. There's no backstory of who they are or how they became blue or whatever.
Or bald.
Right. There's a lot of joy in watching them discover kind of the most basic things like sound. Sound is a huge part of the show. And you basically see the three guys just find these big oil drums and they realize that they're going to make noise when they start hitting them. And then at some point, somebody finds some paint and they pour paint on the drums and they realize it's going to make a different noise with the paint and then it's going to make a big splash in the visual. So there's a joy of discovery and there's a lot of humor in watching them kind of go through these different vignettes. And then there's a lot of really silly physical comedy. They find marshmallows and they toss them into one of the other blue man's mouths and he tries to see how many he can fit. And so it has kind of like a childlike innocence to it, but it's also very fun.
What I read was that since they have been in New York for so long, this is really their first time that they've had to pack up the show and figure out how it can work in different venues, different sizes of theater, and with different sorts of amenities and facilities. What do you know about how their touring production will play out in the Aronoff Center? And they'll be in the P&G Theater, correct?
Exactly. It's been an interesting evolution for Blue Man Group. Years ago, they started in the Village in New York City at Astor Place in a very small theater where the show still runs. And I would guess maybe that's 200 seats, maybe a little bit more. So very small theater. They open shows in Boston and in Chicago. A lot of Cincinnati folks have seen them in Chicago, also in very small theaters. So for years, they developed a show and continued to develop it for very small spaces. And then as the show became more and more popular, especially with tourist audiences, they opened a show in Las Vegas and in Orlando. And those are much, much bigger theaters. At that time, they kind of revolutionized the show and added a lot of elements that would work in these really big custom-built theaters. And the show kind of became a worldwide sensation, and they've gone to Germany, they've gone to all these other countries with it, but they had never gone out throughout the United States with the show. They had done an arena tour maybe 8 years ago called the Megastar Tour, but that was really music-based. It had elements of the original Blue Man Group show, but it was really this big spectacle arena-type thing. And they wanted to send the heart of the show, this theatrical experience, out. So they've basically taken the elements from the small shows in New York and Chicago and elements from like Las Vegas, which is like a 5,000 seat theater. And they've blended those elements and added new ones. So it's custom tailored for a house about 2,500 seats, which is what a lot of the Broadway touring houses are. It's going to be something very new. So if you've seen it in one of these other venues, you're going to recognize certain things, but there's also going to be new elements that are made for somebody sitting in the front of the balcony at the Aronoff Center and things like that.
They've got a show on a Norwegian cruise line, and they have like a children's museum touring exhibit, and then their music, separate from the performance, has also been Grammy nominated. What is the wide appeal for Blue Man Group? What do you think is the essence of that?
I think sound has a lot to do with it, and that children's museum exhibit has a lot to do with sound and discovery. They actually even started a preschool. The three guys that started Blue Man Group, who were the original three blue men, they wanted to find a better preschool in New York City, so they created one. And so they're all about tactile learning and sound and vision and figuring all these things out and kind of the playfulness of life. And I've actually heard wonderful things about this school because they have a really dedicated vision to doing things differently. So I think there's an appeal in that there's a lot of fun to be had when you experience Blue Man Group, whether it's listening to it or seeing it. Especially if someone loves sound and percussion. They play those drums and they play PVC pipes and have rigged up an instrument that's almost a xylophone of PVC piping. So it's a lot of fun for anyone who loves music. And then the other thing is they're nonverbal. These three characters don't speak. So really, you can speak any language, you can come from any culture and have an appreciation of this without having to have those verbal exchanges. It's interesting in this show, there is some dialogue that comes from a loudspeaker, and there's a bit of satire about technology in our world. The three blue men work on these big, they call them jipads, these really enormous iPad-type things. And so there is a lot of humor in that, and there's certainly some narration that comes from their interaction with the technology, but they don't speak at all.
Well, the performances are October 16th through the 28th at the Aronoff Center. What are some of the other highlights from this season?
Well, after Blue Man Group, our second show of the year is Jersey Boys, and that is one of the shows that was most requested. It first played here in 2008, and since then, season ticket holders have really been asking us to bring it back because it was a huge hit and has been a big hit around the country and in New York. And for those who aren't familiar with Jersey Boys, it's basically the behind the music of Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. After the holidays, we have Memphis, which won the Best Musical Tony. It's a great, great show. War Horse is one of the biggest highlights for our season. It's the play that actually inspired Steven Spielberg's movie, and it's based on a young adult novel that was written 20 years ago. It is a beautiful story about a boy and his horse, and they go to war, but it is portrayed on stage unlike anything you've ever seen. If you think the Lion King puppetry is amazing, which it is, this actually, in my opinion, exceeds that. The way they portray this horse on stage is fantastic.
Also, I understand you've got another announcement, which will be your 26th season, which is next year. Can you share that?
Sure. We just announced today, we got confirmation that we will have the Book of Mormon here in Cincinnati in our 13-14 season. We've announced it now so that if people want to go ahead and subscribe for this season, you are locked in, you've got your seats, and you know you'll definitely be first in line for that subscription next year and to get extra seats for Book of Mormon, which is, it is really selling out. Every market it's gone on sale in so far has sold out in a matter of hours. You can't get a ticket in New York. It's in LA right now. You can't get a ticket in LA. So it's just one of those massive hits. We're excited that it's going to be here, and we're encouraging people to subscribe this year just so you're in, you get renewed, and you've got those tickets next year.
Well, congratulations on a 25th season of Broadway in Cincinnati. I can't believe it's been 25 years that you've been to town. I remember when the shows used to be at the Taft Theater.
That's right.
When.
Our first show was in 1987. It was Singing in the Rain at the Taft.
Well, I've been speaking with Genevieve Miller. She's general manager of Broadway in Cincinnati. And we've been talking about Blue Man Group, which opens their 2012-13 season. For more information about all of the shows, please visit our website, wbxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Robin Carey Allgaier.